Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, on April 26th this year, in Florida legislature, both Senate Bill 590 and House Bill 1337 pass committees, which, if passed, will establish a standard voluntary child time sharing agreement that parents can enter into at the time of the party that signs onto the pay for child support, thus allowing parties to avoid actions in such decisions before circuit court judges. Addressing these bills in legislature is former House of Representative Congressman Stephen Effman, who served from 1996 to 2000, who, while serving in the House representatives in the state of Florida, Stephen was an active member on committees for family law and children, sponsoring significant pieces of family-friendly legislation which advanced the rights of parents and children. Also, Steve Effman is an attorney in private practice from the law firm Stephen Effman Law, who focuses his practice in family law. First, I'd like to introduce and welcome our legal panel host, Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil, how you doing today?
Oh, another day in paradise, Gary. Always a pleasure.
That it is.
Gary Ostro, good afternoon.
Phil, good to be here. I paid Singer's meter outside, so I want the record to reflect he owes me.
That's why they call you Esquire.
Record now it's a matter of record in the law. And, of course, good afternoon, Mike Santucci.
How are you, Phil?
Very good. You know, before we actually begin real quick here, this is an interesting program that actually started 2 years ago. It's actually located in Boca Raton, and it's the FINRA helpline. And so far, they've got $4.3 million back for investors. So if you have an issue, the FINRA helpline, it's free, is area code 844-574-3577. This is the Money Network, and the sponsors for the different programs, I'm sure that they're great. But if you have an issue, do give them a call. They can help you. They've had more than 9,200 callers. And I think if you do have an issue, do give them a call. That's the FINRA helpline, area code 844-574-3577.
Where'd that come from?
That was something that caught my attention that a PR person sent to me.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you know now, I'm a FINRA arbitrator?
You are?
Yes, Gary Singer. Yes, I'm a FINRA arbitrator.
Well, then call Gary.
No, don't call me. I'm an arbitrator. I can't represent people. I'm the judge.
Somebody want to tell us what FINRA, the acronyms, might stand for?
It was a long time ago I took the test.
Right.
So in other words, you have no clue.
It's the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, basically if the stock broker type issues either internally or investors against the brokerage house or brokers against each other.
I would have bet
they take it to arbitration where a three arbitrator panel will decide in an arbitration proceeding. So the helpline is a good way to avoid some of that expense and maybe get things worked out. So FINRA's a great organization, helps out a lot of people in the country.
And in 2 years, they helped investors, primarily elderly, recoup $4.3 million.
A lot more than that. Monies. A lot more than that.
Oh, that's just for the BOCA office.
Yeah.
You know, guys, last year, alimony reform almost passed, but the governor did not sign into law. What a surprise. But the issue truly was about the 50-50 timeshare provision. Addressing issues in family law is attorney in private practice for, gosh, about 38 years. Stephen Effman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Stephen, what do you think of these bills, if passed? What does it actually mean?
First of all, thanks for having me on. I've been doing this now a little over 40 years, only family law. These bills are another attempt by the legislature to unify or uniform family law, which in my experience of literally thousands of cases is really not possible. Individual families, individual parents, the kids, the problems, the interrelationships, none of these really fit a mold. I get it. They want more interaction that resolves cases without going to court. The cost, the delay, the emotional trauma, I get it. Proposing a form that lay people will then fill out like just filling in the blanks and thinking that it's going to work on most, if not all, situations is just impractical and not realistic.
Steve, I couldn't imagine a subject matter area that less fits into a mold than families.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have 2.5 kids?
Right.
But that being said,
0.5 one, though, is a real nice kid, though. Really.
I wanted to
great personality.
If I could as well. I'm just starting to do some family law, but there is a basic formula that applies to a dispute with child sharing, is there not?
Well, there's a formula in the statute, and it's been there for many years, on child support.
I'm not talking about child support. I'm talking about child sharing time.
Well, the trend is going toward all other things being equal. Both parents are reasonable, responsible, not abusers, don't have drug problems, don't have alcohol problems. That the trend is going toward a 50-50 timeshare.
Yeah, but they split holidays every other holiday and the weekends and the summers.
And there was a standardized parenting plan that is required by every judge in the final hearing, which was, I think, put together by either the Florida Bar and or the Supreme Court or both. And it's a great guidepost. It's great. And it's a real pain to complete, 15 pages, but it saves lives.
But
literally.
This is not – this what we're referring to here is not what we're – you and I are talking about.
No, it is not.
So then what's the – I mean, obviously, there's the problem, or they wouldn't be proposing a solution. So what's the solution?
Well the problem that they think they've identified is that people will go through child support hearings with the Department of Revenue, with a hearing officer in the Broward Courthouse, and nobody's ever talked about timesharing. Nobody's ever talked about when the father sees the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. That's an important point, and it's a real problem. On the other hand, to say, here, people, I know you're here for child support, ma'am, but here's a form. I want you to fill it out because this is what is best for your children. Go on, fill it out, and the judge will approve it. I just don't think it's going to work.
Really what they're proposing, though? I mean,
oh, yeah. That's what they're proposing.
So, yeah, they're going to fill out a form, and the judge is going to talk to anyone, and that's just it.
Well, timesharing, without any prior discussion. Unless it might work with, let's say, even a minority, even maybe a majority. But there are going to be a lot of people who it's not going to work
for. So the difference is some politician in Tallahassee making a decision for these families instead of a local judge that's actually right there seeing them in the flesh and blood.
And that's what it boils down to, right? Yeah. Every case has to be decided by a judge who really hears the testimony. Well, I know it's not efficient. I know that it's, you know. But
I don't think it's an efficiency
real quick,
thing.
It's
to address, you know, the inefficiencies and the problems and the subjectivity of the current system. You know, when you're in a justice system, and this is one of the biggest problems with our justice system, regardless of whether it's family law, intellectual property, criminal law, is it's can't take the people out of it, but at the same time, we all know, depending on what judge you get in front of, you can have very different resolutions to the same set of facts. When you're dealing with people's children, that's not really a great thing.
More to Gary's point.
Or any issue.
More to Gary's point, depending on how big their bank account is, also determines, you know,
what lawyers they get, what judge you're in front of, how big. You know, you do need uniform standards, you know, more and more so. And I don't think anyone can argue to take the human element out of it. But do you really think the solution to some of the problems our family law system is just letting it stay the same way it is?
No, not letting it stay the same way. Eventually, sooner or later, you get in front of a judge who actually is supposed to listen and based upon the law make a decision because it's customized to that family.
Okay, but in a mandatory mediation, which right. there's mandatory in
there
family
is
law issues,
in family,
and
yes.
I've been to one recently. The existing criteria seems to be very close to what this enacted law, this proposal.
The bill proposes.
The bill, right.
Well,
it's
it proposes that they have to review this form and that they have to try to work out timesharing while they're talking about child support.
Oh, that's the kicker that has to be done contemporaneous with child support.
As I understand these two bills, this is while usually the mother is there to get child support through the Department of Revenue. Oh, by the way, ma'am, while you're here's a form. Could you fill it out?
That should have been done 1,000 years ago.
Well,
but if it isn't, that's an opportunity to get it done before the case. No. All kidding aside, Gary, you know, at some point you got to say, okay, here, you got to get this paperwork done.
I agree, but
especially
my limited experience is if there's outstanding child support, the judge won't address.
Oh, no, the judge will address it. In fact, there's case law all over the lot that you should not link money and non-payment to whether or not a father sees a
child.
That's
my point.
Well, that is the law.
Maybe I didn't state it correctly, but that was my point.
It is the law. And by the way, I have a lot of faith because I've seen these judges now for 40 years. Different judges, different counties. They are trying their hardest. They really do try, and they do know the law, and they're listening. They should listen. They do listen generally. And they pass judgment on what they see and what they hear based upon the law. You want to, that's the right word, make it uniform. It's not a cookie cutter situation and a
what
mold.
What legal situation is.
That's exactly
it needs to be more uniform. I mean, look, no one said judges should lose their discretion. But at the
unless
same
you're in
time,
the legislature.
No
I
one
was,
sane
I was there.
Says judges should lose
otherwise
their discretion.
They wouldn't have jobs.
Completely, but there has to be.
That's easy
there
to
has
say.
To be good standards. Obviously not. There has to be, you know, standards for everyone to try to follow, for every judge to try to follow.
And there are in Chapter 61, there are many, many factors on where the child should live, how much time the time sharing should be. We've gone through an evolution. It was custody, then it was residential parent. Now it's majority time parent. And
that's
the other
the
parent.
New legal term?
Yeah, at the moment, until the legislature is bored again and they'll change the name again. The other parent gets time sharing. Now, it used to be visitation. This is supposed to be very proactive. The bottom line really is people, one, are required to go to mediation, so they try to work it out. And that's what a mediator will tell you. People, I can't force you to do anything. It's better two in the hands or three in the bush. Or if you can't work it out and it's just going like this, you go to a judge, and that
the third
judge,
party decides instead of the parents
absolutely.
Having the input.
That's right.
Yeah, but you don't want to judge the guy in the road that
right.
decides. That's such a very interpersonal aspect.
100%.
And it's all public record. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're speaking with Stephen Effman, and Stephen Effman is a former Florida House of Representatives from 1996 to 2000. As a matter of fact, you were mayor, deputy mayor, commissioner, City of Sunrise. Through 1981 to 1996. So you have a real understanding of the workings within certain aspects of the legislature, and you sponsored some very good bills that passed through. Family-friendly legislation is what we call it. But the Florida Bar in this particular legislation, they're not for it.
No, they're against it.
We're going to be talking about that when we come back. You got to stay tuned. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and it's broadcast through WSBR Network on 96.9, 103.9, 740 AM. And I want to welcome our national iHeart listeners, including now TuneIn and iRadio Now. We're going to be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. I am Philip Bell, the moderator, along with Michael Santucci, Gary Ostro, and Gary Singer, the legal panel host. And today we're speaking with Stephen Effman regarding the new bills that are in legislation that seem to be passed overwhelmingly. And Stephen, again, just so our listeners know, was a member of the Florida House of Representatives from 1996 to 2000. And is known for the family-friendly, if you will, bills that were passed. We'll be talking about that as well. But these current bills, apparently the Florida bar is not very happy with.
No, they're very unhappy because their attitude is, I think, correct, and that is that one size does not fit all. When you're talking about families, married families, paternity cases, extended families, blended families, it just doesn't work that way.
Well, in Illinois, we just had an attorney who's actually my brother who practices family law in Illinois, and they have a formula for alimony. But child support, it's very complicated formula. They cannot use just a calculator.
Well, as a matter of fact, family law is unique to each state. There's no federal family law. I don't think there ever will be. Illinois is different. I used to practice there.
Right. With you graduated from John Marshall.
I did. John Marshall Law School. Triple session. Absolutely. The original paper chase.
I thought that was Yale.
No, they have a magnificent library in Chicago.
They used to, yeah. Now it's empty. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
All online.
I really think that it's a good attempt. I know the legislature will keep trying. I don't know that this one should pass or will pass. You never know. And then there will be challenges in court, maybe.
Okay, but what bills did you sponsor, the significant pieces of family-friendly legislation?
I sponsored, and it passed, and Mr. Bush signed it.
Jeb was governor.
He was, yes. Yeah. Retroactive child support, which permits a court, only gives them the right, not mandatory, but gives them the right to award child support 2 years retroactive before the filing of the case.
Wow.
Yeah, I also sponsored substantial amount of time modification to child support. So if a man has his kids a certain number of overnights per year, his child support goes down. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's not fair for him to pay the full amount when he's supporting the kids while they live with him. 30-40% of the time sometimes. Now the legislature redid it several times since I'm gone, and it's now 73 nights a year overnight. You must what's called gross up, which means reduce child support. And there's a formula.
So they're intertwined now where they weren't before.
Child support. Right. And time. And time sharing.
Which they weren't connected before.
That's correct. They were
had
never
nothing
connected.
To do with each other.
That's right. That's right. I thought that was an improvement.
Why is it an improvement?
Because a man should not, it's not fair.
If he's not paying?
No. No, that's not acceptable. A man who's has his kids, let's say 30% of the nights overnights per year. He's clothing them. He's feeding them. He's giving them shelter. He's entertaining them.
Should be applied toward the support.
So the formula gives him basic credit, and his child support goes down. Not much sometimes, but significant in some other cases.
Fair.
What's fair is fair.
Why would it not be significant? Why wouldn't it? It doesn't make any sense that it wouldn't just be 70-30 in that circumstance.
You know
that's
something?
Sexist.
No, 70-30, it might be 60-40, it might be 50-50.
Well, depending on the amount of time.
You mean depending on the judge's decision?
Well, that's part of the problem, but if you're 50-50, if you spend 50% of the days with dad and 50% of the days with mom and dad should pay 50% of the child support.
And that's how it's usually settled at mediation.
I'm talking that should be in the law.
Well, if people are making approximately the same, nobody pays anybody child support. That's rare. Usually one of the spouses are making more, and somebody's got to pay something, even if it's $100 a month. I had one case recently, it was $27 a month.
Why does someone have to pay someone something?
Because both parents, by law, and the public policy of the state of Florida, they are to support their children.
Well, sure.
And it's a precise equation. It's precise.
You know why? Because the debate was killing everybody's family, the time. You talk about cost. Without any formula, before the formula, it was open season. There was just, there were hearings after hearings about this, and it was up to
which of the parents were getting reamed, and that's
no, the well, of course,
depending
it's the
on
dad,
the judge,
obviously.
No, not obvious. No.
I would guess the father.
No,
you'd guess right.
No,
I did guess.
The part of the comment I'm talking about, though, with the formula, is you said that 30% wouldn't necessarily be 30%.
No, 30%. Well, if the man has the kids overnight, 30% per year. 100-something per year. There's a mathematical formula. It's in a computer program, and judges and general magistrates have it in their computers, and they just put in the numbers, spits it out. It's called the Child Support Guideline Worksheet.
That's been around already.
It's been around for a while.
I have a question. So after things settle out from the divorce, this is I'm completely naive with family law. Thank goodness, for sure. Really?
No, that's good.
Really?
You would have jumped on me, dude.
Well, that's because you love your wife and you have no intention.
And
really,
things settle out, and dad's got him 30% of the nights. Right. Mom's got him 70%. Now mom, who doesn't have him 100% of the nights anymore, can go get a job.
Right.
So what happens 2 years later? They go back to court and get it readjusted?
Anybody can go in for modification. That's right.
But what if she doesn't get a job because she doesn't have to?
She's lazy.
Well, maybe she should
maybe that's why they got divorced.
Maybe she should be imputed. She should
clearly,
be imputed
I'm not talking about
income.
My wife.
Of course not. That's a disclaimer. Of
but
course.
Could she be imputed income under the current
system? Yes, she can be imputed.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And does that happen? Like judges are okay with
Oh,
that?
Yeah. No, it happens. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Any change in circumstances, as Steve will tell you, because you're ignorant.
I am ignorant of family law.
It's a friendly crowd.
You've been divorced like five times. I've never been divorced.
There's got to be this, controversy.
I understand that.
They love each other.
They love that tension.
You've been to family court more times personally than you have professionally.
But
that's not what
the whole community does.
But Gary Ostro, you shared with me regarding your criminal law practice how you hate these mandatory jail sentences. You think it's unconstitutional.
I told me.
He said it's ridiculous.
It's absurd. It's ridiculous. I have a case tomorrow, human trafficking sentencing, where the judge, Judge Kahn, cannot, under any legal circumstances, go under the 3-year minimum mandatory. The only way he could is if the U.S. attorney changed the charge or waived it, and they're not doing that. So the judge can, under no lawful basis, go under the 3-year min man, despite the guidelines.
We actually have Judge Kahn right here. Come in, Judge.
Oh, please don't.
It's the same, Gary.
I love Judge Kahn.
It's the same debate in civil. Do you want the politicians in the Capitol making these decisions, or do you want judges, at the street level who are meeting the people?
But unfortunately, they're the ones who come up with the
mid-mans. But oftentimes, and more and more in modern times, judges are also politicians. So, in a situation where more and more judges are legislating from the bench, that's where mandatory minimum or mandatory guidelines.
Maybe that's the U.S. appellate courts, not the local trials.
No, it's in trial courts as well. Come on. Look.
In a family case?
I know nothing about family law, but judges bring things to the bench. Okay?
And everyone's human.
There's judges in Gary's world who are hanging judges, and the judges that let everyone off.
There are pro-guy judges. There are pro-women judges.
Exactly.
But they're
human.
You
know what? That's not fair. That's not fair to the litigants. How your litigation turns out should not be determined by the random factor of which judge
or the sex of the party.
But unless she's really hot looking.
But the overall
conclusion is that either you trust an equal branch of government, the judiciary, which I do, and they are put into office, and if they screw up, they should be removed from office.
Well, why can't you do both?
What's that?
Why can't you have strong guidelines from the legislature?
You mean a legislature who has maybe a minority of lawyers and maybe two family lawyers in the entire legislature? You mean that?
And the advice.
When I was there for 4 years, I was the only family lawyer.
And the advice of the Florida bar. But would it be the worst thing if it wasn't lawyers making all the rules for society?
You mean lawyers who actually have experience in these fields, making legislation?
They have experience in the fields of the way the law is.
I have to ask the big question. Will Steve Effman be seeking his party's nomination to run for the president of the United States?
Not in this lifetime.
In 2020.
No. No.
Okay. No. I had to ask.
The line is way too long.
Steve Effman, you helped
He's
write.
He's afraid of what Comey's going to come out.
You helped write some of the current laws when you were legislature. You're in private practice now, Stephen Effman Law. What is the best way for someone to contact you that may have some questions? We haven't even covered aspects of collaborative divorce. Florida's the 15th state in the nation. And what about gay divorce and biological children? We'd definitely like to have you come on again.
Thank you.
But what's the best way for someone to contact
you? They can give me a call in my office, 954-474-5055. 474-5055, or contact me online. My email address is Stephen with a V at FmanLaw.com.
And Effman is Effman.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, Phil, I'm constantly impressed with how you get such great guests to our little radio show. So I want to thank you, Mr. Effman, for coming on and sharing your incredible experience with us. My office is in Sunrise, so I appreciate that. What you did with the roads.
Go Sunrise.
And I want to thank, of course, our co-panel host and everyone else, and most importantly, our listeners. So thank you all for listening. And as always, folks,
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for Legal News and Review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.